This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Business Spotlight, we're talking about entrepreneurship, opportunity, and rethinking the idea that there's only one right path in life. My guest is Josh Ajayi from County Cavan. He's founder of the Irish Young Entrepreneur Roadshow and owner of an initiative focused on showing young people across Ireland that even when things don't go to plan, there are still real options available. At a time when Ireland's seeing record dropout rates and growing issues around youth loneliness and disengagement, Josh is taking this conversation directly to communities, including rural Ireland, through a new 12 Counties, 12 Workshops initiative alongside young Irish entrepreneurs. Josh, for listeners that are hearing your name for the first time, you are the founder of Affinity Sales Training. In very simple terms, what do you actually do with Affinity Sales?
So obviously a lot of people in Ireland don't all go to university or want to have a different alternative route, right? So since 2022, I think the highest dropout rates ever in Ireland. And so usually your other option is like maybe just working a local job or not sure what you want to do. So Affinity Sales Training is a remote role, right? So it's how you can work in sales remotely for companies around the world. And that's what I did after I dropped out of college. I was lost for a couple of months and I found out about sales and I realized that I could work remote. And now we've got over 400 people that have trained in sales, work remote, and actually are around Ireland and different places of Europe too.
What was your own journey with the business then since you founded it? I know that people will probably, you'll probably heard this before, some people immediately see things like that and think it's a pyramid scheme. What would your your response to that?
So I think one of the first things I always say is like, I think a pyramid scheme is like when somebody has to come in and sells you like hair products and you've got to get somebody else to sell hair products. We're just a training and placement company. So we're almost like an alternative route of education. So it's like you can go and do a barbering course, you know, in your local PLC, you can do a hairdressing course, a nail course. But where do you do a sales course? Where do you learn sales? Well, there has to be other providers. And in Ireland, we don't really have a place that you can learn sales. And so I partnered with a coach. He was my mentor, a Harvard Business School sales coach. His name was Christopher Harris. And I met him online when I was first getting into sales. And he actually started Affinity Sales Training with us and recorded those modules. So he had over 10 years experience in enterprise sales, working with the likes of like Disney, big tech companies. And I saw like a gap in Ireland where Irish people are usually known to have a good gift of the gab, and we're usually good at like sales. I've heard a lot of things about Irish people being great at sales. So I wanted to create a place where we could help Irish people get into sales and then get them placed into a job, whether that's a tech job or an online role or something like that. So yeah, that's kind of what we are, more training and placement. But we do understand where that terminology comes from, because everything online in the rural areas of Ireland is a little bit scary.
Has your experience now with Affinity Sales kind of influenced the idea behind the Irish Young Entrepreneur Roadshow, which is now up and running?
Yes. I think one thing I saw was like the impact of that we had on people, like the amount of people that actually were like working in a factory, right? Like nearly on the verge of depression or like at home, not doing anything, and how getting into sales gave them like a new verge of life and allowed them to work on a skill set. And then they were able to get a job. And I was like, wow, okay, maybe because we're online, people are a little bit scared. What about if we just went and met people in person and then it wouldn't be as scary? And that's when the idea came, and I partnered with Gavin, a good friend of mine who runs the Young Irish Entrepreneurs Community. And we said, let's put an event together and actually go to these counties. And let's actually just go to each county, those rural places where people wouldn't usually go. And to be fair, when I was younger, I never heard of anything like this in Cavan, because nobody ever comes to Cavan or these places. So I was like, why don't we go to these places? Because, you know, everyone always goes to Dublin, but let's go to these rural counties and actually speak to people.
And how did your first event at the weekend go? I know it's 12 road shows, 12 counties. You were just at home in Cavan at the weekend?
Yes. It was fantastic, right? I think when we first started, we thought maybe we'll get like 20, 30 people to each event. Nearly 100 people decided to come to the event from all over Ireland, including the story of this man. He's like 84 and he came all the way from Galway, Ballinasloe. He said he had heard of us and he was just so interested and how we talk about mindset and positivity. And he took a bus all the way from Galway to Athlone, a train to Dublin and all the way to Cavan. And that was just super cool to see people traveling from different places to learn about entrepreneurship, sales, mindset in 2026.
Let's touch again on the importance of it being outside of Dublin, because you're totally right. Even as someone from the country myself, these things tend to take place in the cities, the really urban areas. But you seem to be really driven at making sure that this is going to go as rural as possible. Why is that in particular so important as well for young entrepreneurs?
Because I think that one of the main things I talk about is like the mental health problems we have in Ireland. And I think it's from a fact of people like are not maybe, let's say, going the traditional route, like going into college and want to do something different. But the only options nowadays would be sort of like something in your town, in your local town. But young people have access to social media. So they see all these other young people in UK and Europe and America like doing other things, and it's like, look, I know I could do more, but I don't have anything in my local area. Like I don't have any local example, and it does take a bit of guts to just go and do it. Like when I started, I didn't see an example, and I wish there was other people. I always had a goal, like if I'd seen somebody else do something, maybe I'd be encouraged to do it. So I think it's important for the rural parts of Ireland, which is, to me, is 90% of Ireland is rural, you know, like it's only Dublin that's not rural, that they need to have representation of like other options. And like, this is normal. We need to go out to those places and not just look at them as like, they want to stay there. There's so many people in our community from like Kerry, Limerick, you know, Tipperary. So I know that people in these areas do want to learn about different things. They just don't get the opportunity as often.
Why do you think that so many young people in Ireland feel that there's only one right path to employment or chasing their dreams, whether that be school and college? Because it seems to be a narrative that's around that if you go any other route, that's nearly, not necessarily, it's the path least travelled. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's becomes from, there's this book called So Good They Can't Ignore You. And it talks about how for young people of our age, Gen Zs especially, they care about passion, you know, like enjoying what they do more than just actually making money or, let's say, you know, buying a house. They actually care about time freedom, location freedom, and general happiness. And like the traditional route isn't necessarily built on that. It's like, here's five jobs that like will get you a good stable income. But if you're a little bit different and you want something else, it's kind of frowned upon to go that way. I guess it's because we just don't have that history in Ireland, maybe as like a country that like does that. And we have to, or else we're going to have, you know, people like the Collinson brothers who ended up going and making Stripe and moving to the US. I you know, we're going to see a lot of drain of talent in Ireland. And we, you know, I remember back in geography, we used to learn about the brain drain. And that's what I'm trying to reverse. Like, hope, like, I don't think people want to leave Ireland. I think if we can make Ireland more accommodating to different types of people, young people would actually stay.
How powerful has social media been for you in reaching social media? Because I know you've got, reaching young people rather, because I know you've got like over 20,000 followers now.
Yeah. Social media has been the most powerful thing ever. It's just touched so many people in different places. And I think with social media nowadays, people don't listen to what, you know, as much like, let's say, watch the TV nowadays. They go online to find out what's going on. And so I think we have to be in these online domains, first of all, to actually get in front of people. And like, I think this is probably where we struggle a little bit in Ireland in terms of the entrepreneurial communities getting in front online. And like, for example, one of my companies, we work with a local enterprise in Cavan. It's a tech startup. And we've been chatting with them and trying to help them get online into social media, because you can contact, you know, somebody down in the middle of Cork randomly in a random day because he sees an Instagram post. But even the messages I get on a daily basis, they always encourage me to be like, wow, there is so many young people in Ireland. And you can't get that understanding unless you have something like social media and people are messaging you.
If there is one message that you'd want a young person who might be listening this evening to hear, who might be, you know, feeling a little bit stuck or left behind or not sure what they want to do next, what would it be?
Yeah. The one message I would say is that if you can see it in your mind and you've got the confidence to speak about it, then you can definitely go ahead and create that. So just having the ability and the positivity to believe, right? I come from Cavan, a small town in Virginia, but I just started with some belief, with the fact that positivity, then you can definitely go and create the things that you want. And don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do that, right? And that's what I'm trying to create, is an environment where you can feel welcome to think differently and be different.
When this roadshow is at its end or when it's finished, what would success look like for you?
I think success would look like the roadshow not ending and it being something that happens for the next 5+ years. And, you know, we're going into TY schools around Ireland and we're going and meeting people at the base there. I think that would be success, is like it continuing on past just going into different counties and us being able to do more over the next 3-5+ years.
talk me through where you are headed next for the month of February.
Yeah, so we're heading straight down to Limerick City, right? So Limerick City is, you know, known for its entrepreneurial. That's where the Collinson brothers came from, two of Ireland's best entrepreneurs. It's also a big city, and I've actually not been there before, and I'm actually very, very excited to go down to Limerick to see what's down there. So anybody who's listening, if you know anybody in Limerick, let them know that we'll be around there at the end of February.
On that, if people are listening this evening and wondering how they can get involved or follow along with what you get up to, where can we find you on socials?
So social media, I'm on Instagram, Josh Talks Biz. I'm also on Twitter. Have a few thoughts there, Josh Talks Biz. So just look me up there and send me a message. I'm always happy to reply, get on a call and give anybody advice at all. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining me to talk all about this new Young Entrepreneur Roadshow and your own business as well. And I'm sure we'll chat to you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.